All right, let's.
Good afternoon, Russell Manufacturing.
Hey, is James there?
No, he isn't. Could I leave a message?
Yeah, is there like an office manager, CFO, someone else there that helps him with the business finances around there?
What are you calling for in particular?
I'm calling about some financing you guys did with Hister Yale.
With who?
Hister Yale.
I'm not quite following.
Do you help out with the business finances there?
I'm the bookkeeper.
Okay. So my name is Olivia, and I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. And I'm just following up on a pre-approved finance offer that our bank mailed out to your business about two and a half weeks ago. And basically it was based on some financing you guys did with Hister Yale back in 2014 and based on your DNB credit profile. And so based on that, we were able to pre-approve you guys for equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000. So I just kind of wanted to circle back with you and see what you have in the pipeline where you might need some financing.
Oh, well, actually, we are in the position where, well, we're not interested in buying any machinery at the moment because everything we've got is working, but we are in the position to be able to pay cash for it.
Okay, you guys are paying cash right now. Is there like a typical time of year that you guys like evaluate like your equipment or capital needs? I know you said you already got everything this year.
No, it's not anything that we buy on a yearly basis. We got molding machines out there that he bought probably 10 years ago.
And
so we buy our parts direct from the company that manufactures them. The machines, and then we've got our own people here to repair them. So not anything that we need. We're not buying equipment. We're just
kind of like maintaining what you have at the moment.
That's it. Yes.
Okay.
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense. I mean, I think it's smart, like, to do that this year. I was trying to get onto your website to send you guys, like, an email, but it doesn't look like your website's working at the moment.
It probably isn't.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. is there, like, an email address that's, like so that you guys have my contact information on file in case something does come up?
Well, like I said, we're in the position to be able to pay cash for things.
Okay, so you guys just all pay cash for everything?
Yes.
Do you guys have like a current bank that you normally lean on for financing?
We don't. I mean, we have a bank, yes, but we don't finance.
Okay, so just like a local bank that you're working with.
Yeah, we've got our mortgage with the bank, and that's all the financing that we do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys mainly just do the financing for the mortgage with your current bank, but you guys don't have, a business loan or line of credit or anything like that?
Through the bank. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you do have a line of credit?
Yes.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay, so you guys also have a line of credit that you use if you need it?
Yes.
Oh, okay, do you guys use it often?
No.
Okay.
It's just there as a backup.
Oh, okay, mainly just a backup. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know sometimes if you use like over 50%, it can like flag the banks, and sometimes they can just like, you know, call on it at any time. So we've had some customers, who all of a sudden, they've used like 80% of their line of credit, and now all of a sudden it's a loan that they have to pay off right away.
Oh yeah, no, nothing like that here.
Okay, are you guys growing at all? It sounds like business is going really well for you.
Maintaining.
Oh, so you guys are just trying to maintain your current size.
Yes, we're not. We can't get any bigger.
Is it just
be able to do the quality of work that we do?
Okay, so it's not like lack of space or anything. It's just you want to make sure that you can actually keep the quality up.
Yes.
So it's in order to keep the quality up and grow, would you have to, just out of curiosity, like get like more employees that can do the work, or is it just like size, like space, or materials?
Probably all of the above. We're in the wood product, so that's in short supply at times.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what happens if the wood's in short supply, but you have customers that, like, have projects that they want? You just have to put them on hold?
Pretty much, Yeah, we ship what we can and then back order until we're able to complete.
Okay. Yeah. Are you mainly like business to business or business to consumer? Like, is it like residential work or commercial or both?
No, we're commercial.
Oh, all commercial.
Yeah.
What are the typical payment terms like you guys extend to your customers, like net 30, 60, 90?
It's a 1% net 10 days.
Oh. A 1% net 10 days?
Yes, we get a 1% discount if the customers pay the invoice within 10 days.
Uh-huh.
And on the 11th day, they pay the full gross. They don't get a discount.
Oh, okay. Does the 1% make a big difference?
Yeah, it does. It's an incentive to pay.
Oh, that's smart. I've talked to so many business owners and I've never heard that before.
Yeah, well, you probably haven't talked to anybody in the lumber business.
Is that pretty common in the industry?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. So do you guys ever run into cash flow problems while you're waiting for your payment or no?
Nope. That's the 1% incentive.
Oh, how long has...
I'm sorry, I have someone standing here in front of me and I just saw someone pull in the driveway. So I do everything. I'm the bookkeeper, I'm the receptionist, so
okay,
I'd like to stop answering questions.
Oh yeah, no, that's fine. Is there okay. Just like a, you said there's no email that I could follow up with you guys with?
No, there's no need.
Okay, I mean, but yeah. Would you mind if I just like contacted you guys a couple times a year just to see how business is going and kind of go from there?
You can. You're probably going to get the same answer. Not much changes in the industry.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, what was your name again?
I'm Denise.
Denise. All right. Well, thank you, Denise. It was good talking to you.
Okay. Thank you. Right. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.